New York City's jobless rate may be far higher than what's shown in statistics from the State Department of Labor. WNYC's Mirella Ivorak reports on a new study that found one out of every three residents have become unemployed since the pandemic began.
The official unemployment rate is 20%. That number is based on a survey of households and other data. But New School economist James Parrott believes that more than a third of New Yorkers have lost jobs.
It's an actual count. These are people who we know are unemployed because they're receiving unemployment benefits.
Parrott says the bad news doesn't stop there. These 1.3 million unemployed city residents lost $600 in supplemental federal benefits when they expired last month.
There was a lot of desperation before. That's obviously going to get much worse.
Clinton Castillo is one of those unemployed people. He lost his hotel job in March and stopped paying his mortgage and car insurance. But once the $600 supplement disappeared, he started worrying about even the basics.
That's when I started to really freaking out, to be honest. Am I going to be able to keep up with the bills next month? Am I going to be able to put food on the table for my kids?
The study says the city's economy has also suffered since the supplemental benefits were cut off because unemployed New Yorkers have less money to spend. Mirella Ivorak, WNYC News.